make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What now?
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from
the University of British Columbia,
which is on
the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Yes, word. My name is Tristan.
I'm Jack.
We're just going to go by mononyms today.
You don't get to know my last name. Mm-mm. Unless you want to dig back into that podcast feed. I'm starting that now.
Oh, yeah? You're not disclosing your last name.
Yeah, if you say it, I'm going to kick you out of this room.
I'm here with Jack. Oh, he reached for the mute
button. He's about to cut your mic.
I'm here with Jack. All right, he just muted me.
Usually people don't.
Yeah, he muted me.
Don't go.
He muted me by throttling me.
I know why the caged mic mumbles.
Jack, what kind of show do we run? What kind of show
What would you say we do here? We run a variety show.
Tight ship.
We run a variety show on a tight ship. It's like The Boat That Rocked. And
or pirate radio for the American listeners.
We have a lot of those. We talk about things. We talk about the news of the day. We talk about the news of yesterday, because there's not that much happening on a Friday.
No, there's not a lot happens in one day that you have a whole show to do about it. Daily.
We have...
Your show sucks.
We have Slow News Day.
Every daily newspaper needs to just back off.
Le Monde, back off.
Hey, that's a nerve. That's a nerve, Jack.
Sorry, we're not allowed to talk about French stuff. Do you want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, so we have some 12 guests on. So today our guest is, you might know him from certain bylines across this great nation, i.e. mostly BC, exclusively BC.
I was published in the Montreal Gazette one time.
There we go.
So you're a liar, Tristan.
Okay.
You just lied on the radio.
Quebec and BC and probably France too.
Mm.
We are here with Zach Vissera.
What we had a rule a second ago about not saying last names.
Man. Oh, I didn't know you were okay.
No.
Moratorium on last names. I didn't know it applied to you.
Forget what you guys just heard. Just refer to me as Zach. Even just the first initial, like just a good Z is perfect.
And if you want to find out his last name, maybe go read a newspaper.
Maybe go check out a certain newspaper on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people here at UBC.
Maybe it's pronounced similar to that last three letters you said.
Perhaps the middle syllable is a good bis.
And causes a lot of issue.
Yeah, it does.
Is this the UBICC?
Man, half the time my phone's going for an interview, it's like, oh, you work for UBC. Great, yeah, I can give you a statement. I'm like, no, I work for the UBC. Yeah, UBC, the University of British Columbia. And I'm like, no.
But listen,
the UBC.
Okay, you know Homer, right? He wrote a play.
Okay.
What's a play again?
Called the Iliad.
No, what's a play?
And then now you just pronounce it like that.
Tristan, you're getting ahead of yourself. What's a play, man?
Wait.
A play?
It's pronounced the Iliad? I thought it was pronounced the Ubisi.
No, because it's based on Homer's works.
All I'm saying is anything Homer wrote does not compare to the Ubisi.
Yeah.
And Homer works at a nuclear power plant, man.
And I will say it's all Greek to me.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Nice.
So yes, Zach is one of the new news editors. Mm-hmm. At the UBC.
One of two.
He can't handle it on his own.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
They had to bring in the other one because they're like, okay, we're giving Zach a job, but like, he cannot do this by himself. I have no confidence.
It's the other way around. Someone had to restrain my Alex Wen's power. She was getting too strong and they needed to bring me in just to cap her. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As the, sure.
Yeah, just hold homegirl down, you know, otherwise she's too dangerous.
She was writing FOIAs in her sleep, and I know they're FOIs, but I'm going to call them FOIAs.
FOIA.
Oh, God.
Tom FOIA.
She's sitting
There's an
in a
idea.
FOIA under the ass of the AMS. She's getting all her info.
FOIA, yeah.
FOIAN. Catch me FOIAN.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fact check you, though. You can't FOIA the AMS,
can,
they're a private society. God.
You can FOIA
Jack.
UBC, though.
I don't go to
FOIA
any
means
of
for the listener, FOIA is Freedom of Information Act. It's a way you can get information from public institutions.
I FOIA'd my girlfriend's texts.
Oh, nice. Did that work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What
terms did you search for?
Jack and cool.
Ooh.
And I got rid of the word not. So
nice.
I didn't get a lot. Not that many.
You said every text with the words Jack cool, but excluding the word not.
Yeah.
And like what came up? It just said isn't probably came up a lot.
Yeah, that was it. I got a lot of those. She texts her mom every morning. Jack isn't cool. Anyway,
how'd you have her breakfast?
It's her text signature.
Saying is that you're Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm the least cool, but I know how to search people's texts.
Wow, that was like ASMR. I like that.
Should we start doing ASMR for the show?
I think we should.
Is this a segment of ASMR?
ASMR, are you kidding me? Jack is...
Let me grab my phone.
What's happening?
This is an episode of ASMR, you kidding me? All right, Jack, you want to probably turn... Yeah, okay.
We're getting there,
Jack,
everyone.
Jack is very prepared.
This is ASMR, are you kidding me?
Oh, I hate that.
All right, this is ASMR, are you kidding me? This is
This is ASMR. Are you kidding me?
What?
Zach, what do you think about ASMR?
I'm strangely piqued. I wasn't ready for this until at least 8 p.m. tonight, guys. You guys have got me all sprung now. I'm like,
do you get the shivers?
In your timber.
I'm rubbing my chin on the thing.
For those not in the studio, I currently have headphones on, so all I can hear is Tristan Wheeler whispering sweet nothings into my ear.
And
Took me a year.
Oh, he said his last name. Jack said his last name. Get out of ASMR. Are you kidding me? Get out. Abort.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, you've just been exposed.
Hey, that was ASMR. Are you kidding me? With the worst theme song we've ever had.
No, what about, what was it? What's Gross?
We're never doing What's Gross again.
I had a game called What's Gross, and it was...
It lived up to the name.
Yeah, it was pretty... It was a gross soundscape.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like Nickelback soundtrack, am I right?
Well, I guess you're going to be upset about today's topic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's all about Nickelback.
Before we get into our topics, maybe we could play a little game. Not a game. We could talk about the news.
Yeah, we like to talk about the news. We're news people.
Some news.
Yeah, we are plugged in. Media hounds, as they say.
some muckrakers, as it were.
Oh, okay.
Is that a term?
I don't like that.
That's a thing, yeah. It's a term for investigative journalists, man. You just rake the muck.
And then what do you find? Like more muck?
No, you just rub the muck all over yourself.
Anyway, this is some news to discuss this morning.
Okay. Zach. There we go. Since you played this last week, I've been like really thinking a lot about it.
At really inconvenient times.
All right. Yeah. I can't believe you never watched the BBC growing up. The BBC
I didn't have a British household.
Best news.
We watched Global.
They only talk about how great Coca-Cola is, so it's the best news.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Neat. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right, our first headline, some good news out of, the West from here, but the East if you go the long way. North and South Korea are talking again.
Oh, that's cool.
But, quote, "I swear if North Korea makes one snide remark, I'm out of here," says South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
Ooh.
What do you guys think about that? That's a hard line.
Yeah, what are you thinking about this, Zach? As a muck raker of the muck?
As an international relations boy, as they call us. Man, I feel like this is kind of like when you have like a rebellious childhood and then you come back to your parents' house after a long time to kind of like squash the beef. Only in this case, the rebellious childhood was like a brutal communist dictatorship. So it's a little bit more intense. That was a really, I thought it was really great, that photo of them hugging that came out recently, because it was like just so, you could kind of tell it was tense. Like they both know there are sniper rifles like pointed at them at that moment. And they're like, all right, this better be a really inoffensive, calm hug.
So one thing I think, okay, so we might get potentially a unification of North and South Korea,
which I am against.
My idea is maybe switch it up a bit, East and West Korea. Jack, what do you think about that?
Where would you split it, just straight down the middle?
Yeah, like right on the the meridian that makes the most sense.
Okay, because I was thinking countryside stays the same, but we do each major city like East and West Berlin.
I was
So each city.
Yeah, so Seoul, there'd be a North Seoul and South Seoul.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, I see. Just partition every major urban city.
Chang, Pyongyang, same situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. The snowboarders would have to be cut in half for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why they worked together for the Olympics this time, because they're we
can't lose all these guys.
Need both halves.
They're going to get cut in half, or losers. And then someone's like, what, losers? And he's like, no, losers.
We're
going to
win.
Yeah, we're going to win.
Man, I wish we could go back to the good old days when every country was just ancient Rome, you know?
Mm.
They seemed like they knew what they were about during that empire.
How much do you guys know about ancient Rome? I know nothing.
I know enough to know that first country to decide, hey, let's speak Latin, and then also second country to be sacked.
What was the first country to be sacked?
You'd be surprised, but it's actually Egypt.
Really?
Mm. Oh, shout out.
By whom? Was it by the Romans?
The Huns?
I feel like the Assyrians. The Huns are like Germans. I feel like the Germans wouldn't have made it that far down there, man.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's, I guess, your opinion, but I'm pretty sure that you get a lot of Huns in Egypt.
Oh, excuse me. I underestimated German technology in like the year 1000 BC. I mean, as far as ancient Rome goes, I read
somebody called a nerd police because we got a nerd to round up and bring him to the nerd camps. Get on the ground!
There's the nerd police there.
I'm scared. I'm terrified. I've just been switched out with a less nerdy clone of myself.
For the next item?
For the next item, let's outro the old item.
Wait, do we do that?
We have to do this for every topic,
and we'll intro the new one.
Oh my god!
All right. So our next item: Karl Marx's 200th birthday, celebrated with a lavish bash that signified that nobody ever learned anything from him.
Yeah.
I mean, fair. Yeah, that's accurate.
What do you guys
think communism's going to win?
Going to win?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to join hands with capitalism, and they'll just be like, "Hey, agree to disagree. Truce, bro." Then they'll hug it out just like North and South Korea.
Ah, man, that'd be sweet. I'd be down.
Yeah.
You're going to what?
I was going to come out as pro gulag, but that's a bad stance to have on the internet forever. Which I kind of just did.
So you officially, unequivocally, Lamming is pro gulag.
No, unofficially.
Oh, wait. Just clarify. You're talking about that like tomato-based beef dish.
Yeah, gulag.
No, that's called goulash.
Oh. What's a gulag then?
Dr. Jordan Peterson about that.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Actually, if we say gulag like two more times, he will appear in the studio.
And be like, they're bad.
Just so we're aware. Like he'll just grow out of the walls. Yeah, man. I feel like Karl Marx knew a thing or two about parties. You know what I mean? Like just
communist parties. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. Just, but I also, like, you guys see the
Wait,
new,
Zach,
like,
did you get that?
No.
Communist, because, okay, parties means like get-togethers where everyone drinks and then party can also be a group of political.
I've actually never been to a party.
You've never been to a party?
I've never been to a party.
I know there have been parties thrown at your house. I've been to one.
They locked me in the closet for those.
Right, do remember.
I didn't see you there.
I remember that now.
Because you invited me.
Yeah.
I don't know your roommates.
Yeah, you go in and you say, hey, where's Zach?
Hold back
and
up.
And they're like, who?
Jack, did I invite you to a party?
Yes, at some point.
I must have been drunk. Anyways.
Thank you.
Next item on the news there.
All right, that's been that for Karl Marx O'Clock.
Okay, I don't know if that's necessary.
For our next item.
Okay, that was loud.
And last we say, volcano is shooting lava at people or something somewhere.
Oh no, that's bad.
So you wrote that. You wrote these, Tristan. Just to be clear,
negative.
You wrote these headlines. Like these, I'm just working off of copy wrote.
Yeah, I mean,
were
like
you rushed? Like, do you want me to supplement some more?
No,
info?
No. Like, I was just. These are based on what
you're
the
guessing?
News headlines, and then I just sort of translated them to
from what language?
From English to Tristan English.
What's Tristan English?
Well, you just read a few pieces of it.
Yeah, it seems like you just cut out the info.
Weird.
It's a dialect native to Castlegar, British Columbia.
Ooh. Getting doxxed.
Oof. Yep.
Yeah, what's your address?
It's not my house anymore, so I don't want to say.
Let's dox some
random. What's your credit card number and how much money is in your bank account?
$4, and then the amount of money I have is 623-721.
Are you just reading out your phone number?
No one's going to call you. I'll call you, actually. I'll call you right after this.
Speaking of calling, we are always open for call-ins at 604-822-2487. Which is 604-UBC-CITR. If you still have one of those phones that has the letters over the... Which I know I do.
Mm. I think all phones have
stylish,
that still,
man.
Even like on number pads.
Mine doesn't.
It doesn't?
I put little bits of tape over where it is.
It must be annoying smart. For reading other things.
Yeah.
Tristan,
committed.
You're being insensitive, man. Like, Jack can't read. You're overlooking
that's
these.
That's right.
Yeah. You know I can't. That's how I be. You know I don't know how to read.
That's how you do,
Jack,
man.
Jack is very cheery about that fact.
I don't care.
So why don't we move on to the topic picking.
Of the show.
Topic picking.
Picking.
Of
yeah.
the show,
yes.
As it were.
Let's pick a topic.
Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
I feel like Nick doesn't even sound like that anymore. Like,
he
I feel like his whole voice has changed.
He's much better, and I don't mean that that's bad, but he's this was made before he was in music school, so.
Right. Let's get some new theme songs this summer, because I accidentally hit play on my iTunes sometimes, and that plays, and I've heard it too many times.
I've been working on my scatting, if you need that.
Oh, can
that's
we hear
disgusting.
Some?
Do you want, wait. Hoopity hoop.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to play you a beat?
Oh, okay.
No, no.
Right,
let's go to the topic.
Two, one.
Scoop, scoop, hoop, the hoop, scoop, the whoop, whoopity,
oh,
scoopity, hoop, the whoop, scoop, the scoop, scoop, the whoop, boop,
that
boop,
was,
scoopity, whoop.
A bit of potentially.
That was a bit of scatting.
Potentially a theme song for some segment we do come up with.
It's my theme song. I'm going to play that wherever I go now.
Oh. When you enter a room, you'll slide a Bluetooth speaker under the door.
Are you going to be one of those people on their bikes that are just blasting music?
On dates, man. I'm going to roll into that restaurant. I'm going to be like, hey, waiter, here's $50. I want you to play this as I walk in. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone stands up as I enter, sit down when the scatting stops, and there you go.
Wow.
Make your presence known.
Wow, that's impressive. That takes a lot of. I mean, it's a topic.
I don't want
to
be the guy on a bike blasting music. I want to be the guy on a bike blasting a t-shirt cannon.
Okay,
that's what I'm going to do on the other
lane.
That's what I'll do. Our topic: pick a number between 1 and 4, Zach.
Oh man, 3.
East Van.
Oh my god!
Topic
oh my
today.
God!
Who would have thought?
I'm aware of East Vancouver.
You are.
I've heard of it once.
For the listener, Zach is pretty vehemently for I don't know, the transcriber.
Oh yeah, we do have these transcribed.
Yeah, we get these transcribed. Zach is from the East Van area, and he's very vocal about that. Loves the area,
which is hilarious because I currently like confession coming up here for all the people who believed in me.
UBC confessions, maybe take a few posts from this.
Yeah, honestly, better than whatever's up there now. People having sex with their TAs and whatnot. I do not live in East Vancouver anymore. I live in the Dunbar area. But I'm getting evicted, so it's fine. I'm out of there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Cool. It's nice. So I'm heading back to East Van, which is the best possible way to head back to East Van is because of an eviction. So it's perfect.
So I was just now, I was Googling a quick theme song for maybe a Confessions episode, and I found a movie trailer that was posted 3 months ago by Indie Writes Movies for Free, and the title of the movie is Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk.
Cool.
Thanks.
So East Van, you were, I guess, born and raised up until high school, at graduation?
That is accurate, yeah.
I know, the thing is that, I don't know if I've ever told you about this, but I'm a huge East Van type person.
Like, I kind of guessed because you look like you don't shower.
Yeah. I didn't shower today.
Oh, whoa.
At all?
No.
My God, man.
What, Tristan?
Went to work.
Those things
so
are,
you were with people?
Well, our work is our work.
Did
is
you
new.
Shower before you went to bed?
Those things aren't mutually exclusive, Tristan. Those things are not mutually exclusive. Showering and working, like people do both every day.
Now you get all gross after you work. Yes, sir. And then I biked here.
Good God, this man. Is... You are like 8 layers deep. You look taller.
I learned some uncomfortable things about you today. I don't think I can hug you anymore.
That's fine. So yeah, I was trying to say.
Thank God.
I'm a big East Van guy. I know a lot. Right, like yeah. I've spent most of my life there. I'm not sure if I told you that ever before.
Oh, I thought you grew up in Castlegar, British Columbia.
Well, I was grew up there, but then I also grew up in East Van.
Explain to me that, Tristan.
How? Well,
riddle me that.
It was like an exchange program
with East Van.
With East Van
to learn the language,
learn the culture.
Right.
Hey, hang out with some people, maybe you know. Suck a few beers back, as they say. Hey, don't tell mom.
Fire him.
Whoa.
But yeah, so did that. Grew up in East Van a lot. So I know a lot about the area, Zach. So I'm just staying, you know, keep...
Are you threatening him?
Yeah, maybe I am
a
little bit.
Are you threatening my East Van supremacy?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, what was it? Jack, where do you stand on East Van?
I've never been. What?
You have.
I'll be honest, I'm scared too.
Really? What?
I don't like leaving Kitsilano. I've heard it's dangerous.
How?
What? I have my Matinette bag.
How far east have you gone ever?
I would say the furthest east would be Burrard.
Jack, I've seen you at the Fox Cabaret. Like, I don't
that,
think...
That wasn't me.
That wasn't
twasn't.
Him. I don't you must think... be mistaken,
the
Zach.
The dangiest I will go would be maybe the Manchester or the Nightingale.
Ooh, that's even...
Are those real places?
I won't go... I shan't go easterly than
yeah.
Gastown.
Jack, can you just like not listen to a second? I just want to say a few things to Zach.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yes, Zach.
Yeah.
Jack's like, yeah, he's kind of like, he's a little nervous to go East Van. East.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's okay.
But like, so maybe, I don't know, maybe we could try to get him out of his shell this show, you know?
Yeah, you know, like...
You know, get him to go out there in that direction a little better.
Like, I know your first time is always difficult, so I'm there to help him. Yeah, let's try to nudge him a little bit.
Yeah, and like, let me know when, you know, we'll just say, hey, let us know if you're in pain or anything. We can like slow down. And...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay.
Jack, you can listen more.
Hey, guys. What were you guys doing?
So what's like scary about East Van to you? Like,
yeah, man. Want to open up for a second?
Well,
because I'm an expert. I love the Dodger. That's a great place. The Hickory Roger. Those are two bars right next to each other.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, describe the difference between the two.
The Diggory Dodger has much more of a red interior.
Okay.
And the Hickory Hodger, I think I said, Hickory Roger.
You said Roger,
Hickory
yeah.
Roger. It's got much more of a yellow interior.
Ooh.
Same menus. Difference.
Same menus.
Same servers.
If you're colorblind, you actually can't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. You just float between the two. And
that must be a pain. Like if you were colorblind, you're trying to find your friends.
Mm-hmm. But then you make new friends, man. That's part of the journey. That's part of the adventure.
That is genius.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, I'm still scared of that.
But yeah, you don't even know about these places. These are too far from you. Like they're too scary. Or
man, I like my Save-On Foods.
I mean, hey, who doesn't?
Yeah,
I
love Save-On. I've heard there's a Whole Foods somewhere. Easter than Burrard, but
what?
A Whole Food?
I shan't find
out. Well, there's the Whole Foods in Kitsilano. You've been to that one.
Oh my God. I didn't know. Try not to go down 4th. That's a bit dodgy for me, too.
Oh, is it?
I
wow.
See, yes.
Yeah.
See.
I don't like it.
That's.
I get Spud. That's it.
Spud?
It's a grocery delivery service.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So do you just. So you've lived in Vancouver for two years.
Two whole years.
And you haven't even gone east of Burrard. That's...
I won't...
For me, that's crazy because I live and breathe East Van.
Do you now?
I go there.
Where do you live?
I get stick and pokes.
Tristan's much better than you, Jack, is what he's trying to say.
I forgot about that.
I go to the donut joints. I have a craft lager. And
yes,
you own so many crystals. I've seen all the crystals that you
I have
own.
Crystals.
Yes, they're good.
And
they're good
both
crystals.
Kinds. Hit me up. And yeah.
Cool.
I'm very neat. Zach, what's your experiences with East Van? Like what like I mean, I already know all because I know everything about East Van, but you know,
probably one of the more East Van things that ever happened to me was when I went to a party when I was 16 and it was a birthday party and for like the birthday girl at the moment, literally everybody
shout
cried.
Her out.
No. I don't actually remember her name, which isn't good.
Ooh, if you're listening,
Darcy,
you know who to call. Zach, but we won't say his last name.
Darcy never called me back. That's part of the problem, Tristan. But yeah, everyone brought vinyl as a birthday gift.
Vinyl?
Everyone was drinking.
Like for a deck?
Like vinyl as in like
vinyl
the records.
Sliding?
The records, oh. Tristan. The records.
Like those little shiny ones, right?
The records that the young people spin.
You can hold them in your hand. They're like this big.
Yeah, yeah. Those little shiny.
Shiny.
Yeah.
You can. There also can be. You can put things on them and take things off them.
That's you've got it.
Okay,
cool. You've nailed it. Exactly that. And yeah, like in the middle of the party, like two girls just started lying down on the floor. I thought it was a cult ceremony. And then someone started just doing stick and pokes on them. Had like a little kit and just like, yeah, like 10 p.m. time for stick and pokes. Like three drinks in, both of them, and I'm just like, wow, okay, we're doing this. So
did you get
that's
a stick and poke?
I did not get a stick and poke. I'm afraid of human contact.
Hey, we have a lot in common, man.
Yeah. Zach is calling in on this show. Like he's not in the studio.
What kind of
bougie East Van phone do you have that you can? The audio is so clear.
I have an iPhone 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's retro,
you, buddy. Retro.
It gets it done.
Hipping with it.
We just got those actually in Hastings Sunrise. They came last week. Really big phenomenon.
The sunrise is over there? What do you mean Hastings Sunrise?
It's actually more of a metaphor.
Mm. What's it metaphor?
It's a metaphor for like, you know, the sun rising, but the sun doesn't actually rise. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. The sun doesn't rise over there?
No.
This is just more reasons not to go to East Van, Tristan. Well, what have I been telling you?
I think as a big East Van guy.
An East Van fan, would you describe yourself?
An East Van man,
perhaps.
Yeah, we both have that.
Yeah, there we go. A clever man here.
I think the sun nary does reach that area, but that shouldn't scare you.
Why?
Well, it's nighttime, and are you scared at night?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm scared most days.
Jack,
most,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, let me put it to you this way, Jack.
Yes.
Are you a plant?
Ooh.
Like an industry plant?
Yeah, like are you Chance the Rapper?
Oh.
Maybe. I haven't released any music yet.
Anger and
so
Warner.
Revelation of the studio is that Jack is Chance the Rapper. Can you perform your hit song No Problem for me, like right now?
Sure thing. One second.
No, it's not worth it. Don't
commit that. If you commit that hard to the joke, it's not even funny.
I at least play the beat?
No.
Oh,
well, too bad.
Oh, no. Oh,
this
Tristan.
Is not.
We.
Yeah. Oh, this one. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Right.
News. News.
Sherlock.
News.
Sherlock.
It's a short song.
BBC.
I always tell people.
Oh, I guess so.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
The Big Boy Channel.
The point is, if you're not a plant and you don't need sunlight, there's no problem. You can still go there.
Mm-hmm. Vampires love it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not selling.
See,
East
that's
Van
another
on
thing I'm scared of. Is there a place called Powell Full Moon?
What?
Is it full of werewolves?
There's Blue Moon Lager or like beer, but is that produced in East Van? I'm actually not sure.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, it makes sense because if the sun doesn't rise there, then.
Yeah, true. That'd be difficult to produce beer in those kinds of conditions.
Yeah,
can they only produce it once in a blue moon?
Oh, he cracked the code, this man.
Yeah, that's why it's so rare.
Somebody call Alan Turning because this guy cracked the code.
Alan Turning into what? A werewolf?
Tristan.
Is he from East Van?
Turning into a...
He's been living in East Van this whole time. He's still alive.
Prosecuted.
He must be old by now.
Why don't we
think people had that much of a life expectancy over
East
there?
Van,
why don't we go to a break?
Yeah, why don't we go to a break?
All right. Speaking of,
I need to take a break with both of you.
Speaking of things that are east of here, this next band is from Toronto, and they are always. This is In Undertow,
cool.
And we'll see you a bit later for more of this show.
I asked
see here.
God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community. Oh, hello there, and welcome to CITR and Discorder's how-to guide to being your best possible self. Step 1. Pick up a copy of the April issue of Discorder magazine from one of our 100-plus distribution locations. Step 2. Read your copy of Discorder magazine to map out your record store day with Sean Hogan's help. Figure out the steps for getting your own show on CITR 101.9 FM. Get inspired by the youth at the Reel to Reel Film Festival. And find the X's that mark the spots of the closed and closing Vancouver venues with Elijah Teed. Step 3. Check out reviews of live music and comedy shows, albums, podcasts, and books. Step 4. Thank your advertisers. Shout out to your mom, the AMS, the Rio Theater, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, the Wise Hall, Art Rock, Finale, High Life Records, Caribou Lager, MRG Concerts, the Doxa Documentary Film Festival, the Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth, the Cinematheque, the Spring Record Convention, Audiopile Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Verboten Festival. Step 5. Check out discorder.ca for web exclusives and magazine updates. Step 6. Come into the station. Write for Discorder. Get a show. Duh.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, what? Dad.
Was that a bit of a... Which one's which, Zach?
Why can't you be both, man?
Well, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to my mom.
Oh.
Oh, I was calling Jack Dad.
Ladies, if you've seen Jack,
it'd
be hard for you to say otherwise.
I'd look like a middle-aged man at least.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm aware that I'm getting in line here, but ladies, you're going to have to get in behind me after you see this boy. My God.
Yeah. A line to get away from him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The skate pods.
The skate pods.
The skate pods.
And they are filling up fast.
Yeah, I'm known for that.
It's like when the Titanic sank, only if the Titanic had pods and not boats for some weird reason.
Yeah, like yeah. Alien or something. Yeah.
Imagine if you were in a spaceship.
Okay,
and
okay.
And you go, like, let's say, imagine you get hit by a meteor.
Meteor than what?
Like me specifically or the entire spaceship?
The whole spaceship.
Okay, good. That would be a really passive-aggressive meteorite if it only hits me somehow.
That'd be cool. But you didn't ask meatier than what?
A meatier than beef. It's so meaty, in fact, it's a rock hurtling through space. And it hits the spaceship.
Wow.
And they're like, we need to get out of there. Excuse me, this is your captain speaking. We need to get out of here. And then you go.
Wait, is this like a.
Like, let's go to the escape pods. Like let's go like to the escape flight? Pods.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go to your
commercial flight.
Do you think spaceships don't have captains?
Well, it sounded like...
I figured AI would replace us at that point, man, to be honest
with
please.
You. Anyway, the computer goes, please go do the escape pods, and you get there and it's just a thing of Tide Pods.
Ooh, and then the computer's like, throwback Thursday.
Ha la 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 la, and then you just perish.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a choice there. Do you take the Tide Pod and somehow hope that it gives you superpowers and that you can survive? or do you just accept death?
Mm-hmm.
But
our topic of the show is not escape pods or Tide Pods. It is
as much as I would like.
Unfortunately,
it is East Van. Zach is the East Van native, as well as me. Me and him are tight. Mm. We grew
equally,
up together.
You guys have equal claim to be
equal
from East
claim,
Van.
Which is not that much.
And Jack has never been east.
I've
of
never
Burrard.
Been east of Burrard.
Yeah.
I shan't care to.
Has Burrard ever been east of you? I guess it always is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I always keep it there.
And it's weird because he, to get out of the city, he goes down through Richmond.
He crosses the border.
He goes to Point Roberts, comes back, goes to Seattle.
I hear he doesn't go through border security either. He just straight up just like boogies across. He goes off the grid.
Yeah, I'm scared of border security guards, mainly because they've caught me so many times. They're not kind when they're arresting you.
Because they look at your rap sheet, and they're like, this guy's done this a lot.
They look at all your rap lyrics, and they're like, wow, this guy, bad writer. And they just, that's when they arrest
they're
you.
They're really mean. They just pick apart my rhymes. They're like, dude, put your hands up in the air like you do care? That's horrible. I get arrested by Eminem.
And you're like, I'm just
lot.
Trying to like mess with the form.
Yeah, I'm playing around.
I'm like walking through the park just the other day.
I'm like the John Coltrane of... avoiding trains. SkyTrain's east of me, right? Get it?
That was
SkyTrain. That's one of my lyrics.
SkyTrain's coming to UBC, man. Potentially, SkyTrain might be coming for you. Millennium Line extension, potentially 2028, and you probably
sweet. I'll still be here.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine taking a SkyTrain to school? No thanks. I don't like mass transit.
I, for one, take my unicycle every day.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. If you ever see a guy in a unicycle juggling, maybe wearing a fedora, that's Lemming. I mean, sorry.
What?
That's Zach.
Did you just confuse me and Jack?
I did.
Can we backpedal that?
It's the facial hair. We both have the same facial hair.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah.
Just how me and Zach are both equally from East Van, maybe me more so.
Whoa.
Zach and Jack have the same facial hair and rhyming names.
That's,
not sure
what
if
we're, that's what we're most known for.
Did the
like,
mic catch those knuckle cracks? That
I think it did.
I can't crack again. I need like a little break here. 5 more minutes, and we'll do another one.
I'm probably much more East Van.
But Tristan, what's the most East Van thing you've ever done?
Well
let's go. Let's talk about why you appreciate that neighborhood. You know.
Okay, this is easy to for me. Mm. So, cut to me 17 years old.
Okay.
First party.
So like yesterday.
Hey, okay. This was a couple years ago. First party, pity invited. I go, I'm wearing a hat and I'm wearing a flannel shirt. Everyone's like, hey, have you ever heard of Mac DeMarco? You ever heard of Mac DeMarco, Tristan? And I'm like, no, is he good? And they're like, yeah. So I left, went home, listened to a Mac DeMarco album and fell asleep.
And then when you woke up, you were just covered in flannel. And you lived.
I woke up and I said, "Hey, these guys." I shot them a text and said, "Hey, I really like this Mac DeMarco guy." And they just said, "What?" And never talked to me again. So that's the most East Van thing I did. So,
can I?
Man, it's not very East Van.
Guys, I have an idea.
Okay.
Since I think things are getting a bit testy. We're all
okay. You don't know.
You two are both going. Hey, I'm more East Van than you. Hey, I'm more East Van than you. Hey, I'm more East Van than you.
Well, who's that third person?
That's me. That's me.
Yeah. When you get mad.
Good voice.
So I want to play a quick game that I'm really popping my peas. And we're going to play a quick game called East Van or Tin Can. Let's just play the theme song.
Okay.
All right.
This is funny for a few people.
This is by the band Can. You're so weird. Anyway, so the idea of this game, I'm going to be the MC here.
Okay, excellent.
By which I mean the master of cans. You have to guess if it is a restaurant / thing in East Van.
Mm-hmm. Like
or
a business or something?
Business or like a bike rack or maybe a dog.
Okay.
And it's either that or a canned meat or products or dog company.
All right, are we doing this, is it turn-based or is it just free-for-all?
I'm going to say...
Do we buzz?
Yes, you'll buzz.
Oh, man.
All right.
Man.
So first, Kessel and March.
Nah, buzz. That was me buzzing.
Okay.
Kessel and March, that is a tin can.
No.
Oh.
Would you like to pick up
It is a restaurant in East Vancouver.
It was a restaurant in East Vancouver. Hey, Tristan, you lose, and you have to eat a pencil.
Wait, should we just do that at the end?
We'll do it at the end. Yeah, I have four pencils for each of you guys.
Okay, cool. Nice.
All right, second is Beechcliff.
Beechcliff, that sounds...
I'm going to say canned good.
He's right.
Well, you let me go.
If he gets it right, you don't get to. You don't get a chance.
I want to be right too.
I heard no buzz from you.
All right, Tristan, you get to buzz now.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it's a thing in East Van.
Wrong.
What?
You should have known. I just told him he was right.
Maybe it was both or something. Okay. All right, that's fine.
Two pencils for Tristan, Matt.
Yeah. Two pencils. Here you go.
Done.
That's the sound.
I flicked both of them, man. Now you know. You got to eat both.
My God.
There you go. All right. Third, we have Rio Friendly Meats.
It is a butcher shop in on Hastings Street in East Vancouver.
He's right.
Okay, can I have a go?
Sure.
Can I say what Zach said? Is that butcher shop in East Van Hastings?
No, you said East Van Helsing, so you're wrong.
I did say that.
You're also clearly a vampire. You've just admitted to it.
Get it together.
Why?
Just
by saying Van Helsing?
Yep, that's all it takes.
What about people in 2006 when that movie came out and they said, I would like one ticket to the movie, Van Helsing? What about those people?
Tristan, in a previous life, I was on the McCarthy Commission. I don't need your facts. Okay, all I know is that you're a vampire. It's my duty to destroy you.
No, right.
Three pencils now.
All right, next question, I suppose.
I would just like to... I'll say it at the end. Libby's.
Libby. Liberty Bell, which is an East Van. This is an East Van thing.
No.
What?
The Liberty Bell is east of here. However, it is not an East Van. Yeah?
I'm going to say it's a canned good.
It is. It's many.
Why did he get to do another... Okay, that's...
I had one buzz. You messed it up.
Yeah.
You messed it up, man. And I picked it up.
Okay.
It's all in the pockets. It's like jazz, man. It's like jazz.
Like a jazz and I live a jazz and I have a jazz. Okay. I guess, is that everything for the canned tin East Van or tin can?
That is. That.
Oh, my God. I was 4 for 4.
Let's play the outro to that.
Dude, Tristan, you just got destroyed.
Yeah. What is this?
That's a very East Van thing. If you know, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's just Jack's bowel movements.
Got a Zoom mic, and it can zoom. All right. So, Tristan, how long have you lived in East Van?
I've never lived there.
How much time have you spent there?
A few times.
Zach, how long have you lived there?
First 18 years of my life, my friend.
And now the last three?
But
two? Two? Three?
No, 18 years of my life. And then I moved back to Vancouver and lived in the Dunbar area for a year. But I'm heading back to East Van at the end of the month. So I guess like overall probably 18, 19 years, yeah.
Nice. Where in East Van are you moving? What's your address?
My address is... My address is, I don't actually have a house.
You don't have a house yet?
Oh, so
are you doing the old, the parent transition?
I'm doing the parent transition, but and by parent transition, I mean I'm living in a tree with two raccoons that birthed me.
Nice.
So that's going to be interesting.
What are their names?
Their names are Mauro and Mary Claire, actually.
Marie Claire.
Marie Claire.
Weird.
Yeah.
See, that's another reason I don't want to go to East Van. There are very few people I know from East Van. And the parents of one of them are raccoons.
Yes. Mm. I, too, am actually a raccoon. I hope that doesn't ruin our friendship. Yes.
I would have hoped your parents were maybe Dean Koontz, but not raccoons.
That'd be cool.
That would be.
Could be a switch up, yeah.
You'd be at Harvard, though. Dean Koontz got a lot of money.
I don't have a lot of money.
Don't think if you does it just money that gets you into Harvard?
Yeah,
But you gotta have grades too.
You also need a saucy wink.
Yeah, that's what Armie Hammer had twice in The Social Network.
Mm.
So it was like it sounded like a camera shutter.
Yeah,
yeah. It's gotta be the key to a good saucy wink is that it's kind of disarming, like you don't expect it. It kind of puts you off balance.
I think we should bring it back to Jack. Talked about how I'm objectively the more East Van person, And
between the two of you?
No, between me and everyone here.
No, Tristan, we've settled this issue.
No, like
you're going to eat 4 pencils at the end of the night, and even after that, you won't be more East Van than me. It can't happen.
I find that funny, but
I find it kind of sad.
The dreams in which I'm dying.
See, the dreams in which I'm dying, I'm in East Van.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to go
there. Okay. How do you know that if you've never been there?
Yeah.
Because I look and I'm like, wait a minute.
But sometimes, you have a dream and you're just like, I don't know what it looks like, but I just have this feeling in my gut that this is this.
Yeah.
Like, I remember.
Sometimes I dream in your bedroom, Tristan.
And I get beaten to death with a road sign that says Ontario Street. So
that is the cutoff.
Yes.
That's the border, man.
It's not Main Street. People think it's Main because people think Main is obviously the main thing of things, but no.
Main's the 200 block, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out.
It's the number 200.
Shout out.
Good number.
Yeah. Let's just breathe for a little bit, guys.
Yeah, that was a lot we just went through all together.
Maybe eat some food into our microphones.
I'd gulp
some water.
I'd be down. I'm hungry. Oh my god.
Oh god, this is making me feel so
I've got a ton of squash waiting for me at home, and I'm just
a ton.
Spaghetti.
That's way too much.
Spaghetti or otherwise.
1,000 kilograms.
I'm turning down your mic.
Tristan, you're judging me a little bit right now on how much squash.
That's a ridiculous amount of squash.
You know, I don't think that's really up to you to just. I don't think that's up to for you to decide, Tristan. I think I can eat as much squash as I want
to
eat. You know?
You're not going
to
possibly be able to eat all of that.
See, that's a challenge.
It's a challenge, and it's a fact.
It's a judgment.
Just
on
like
me.
How the same way I'm much more East Van than you, and that's a fact. You can eat a ton of squash in before it goes bad.
Well, squash lasts a long time, Tristan, and me, I'm immortal. So.
Well, that's an interesting thing to put into the ether. This is on the internet forever, Zach, and you're just going to let people know you're immortal?
Yeah. I mean, it can't hurt. If they know, they know, man. People are going to figure it out at some point when I, don't die and stuff.
I'd like to not die.
Yeah, same.
Which is why I don't go to East Van. Because all the things we've said about East Van have looped back to vampires.
Okay, you got good restaurants. There's good restaurants.
Good restaurant, great culture, amazing community. Yeah.
See, you're saying all that, and yet Nick's Spaghetti House is closed, which I'd heard was really good. But it's closed.
Yeah. The Rumpus Room is back, though. Back from the dead. Can we talk about that?
No.
Where's the Rumpus
Room? Let's go on to our next segment.
All right. This is a thing that...
This next segment
has to do with what East Van is becoming and why I hopefully will be able to move past Burrard Street soon. These are the top gentrifier awards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe you just cut me off, Tristan. That hurt. That hurt a lot.
All right, Tristan, I'm going to read off the nominees, and I think you have a little envelope that'll tell me what the winner is. Right?
Oh,
yes. Do we want to discuss the nominees for a little bit first?
These are the
winners of different categories.
Yeah.
I was confused. I can't read very well.
Right.
Can't read at all. In fact, I don't know how this is happening right now. I think Tristan's going to have to sign you all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the first one is Skeevy Pizza. It wins the category of did a great job at turning that brothel into the sort of place I'd want to go for a walk with my very white children in.
Yeah, that was a. Did you ever go to the brothel before it was Skeevy Pizza?
Tristan. I believe it was just called Skeevy's.
Tristan. Yeah. Tristan.
Sorry, I shouldn't say go to. I bet you've seen the building.
Tristan. Yeah, I've seen the building.
Yeah, so
you've been there once or twice.
I'm aware of the building.
I mean, in terms of gentrifying businesses, they.
That's a hardball play, man. You turn a brothel into a pizza restaurant. That's it's not the most extreme you could go. It's not like it's like a scent store where you just buy various scents.
Yeah.
To me, that would be the.
Oh, I thought you said a scent store.
Like a scent.
Oh, like a dollar store, but like even cheaper.
No, I was thinking like smell and hearing.
Yeah,
and
no,
touching.
No scents. No, sorry. Scent. S. Short. See.
No, I thought there was more like past the five that I know of.
Okay.
Like a 99 cents store.
So you go to the store and they're like, hey, what's a scent?
Yeah.
And they're like
you can heal lepers.
Oh, wow. See, that, yeah.
That's okay.
Good. That one's true. Cheap because there aren't that many lepers anymore. Mm-hmm. It used to be in high demand.
That's what you think, living in your privileged little bubble.
Yeah, there's no leper colonies in Kits. That's another perk. Don't leave Kits. Don't have a chance of getting leprosy.
I mean, that's like a challenge.
Is leprosy curable?
Yes, it's curable.
Yeah, I think there's a vaccine. I think it's sort of like once it's done its damage, it's done its damage, but you can prevent it from continuing.
Yeah, you can like survive that, man.
Mm. Okay.
In the next category for top gentrifying businesses,
the winner for that porn theater is now the sort of place where I can listen to songs from the 80s and not have to worry about seeing the type of people that scare me is the Coyote Nightclub.
Oh,
really?
Coyote, yeah.
Really? Yeah. I had another animal in mind, actually.
What was yours?
I was thinking possum.
Oh, no.
The possum nightclub.
That one's a bit too east for me.
It's interesting because already possums are nocturnal. So then does that mean it's open during the day? That's a bit confusing for me.
Yeah, fair. That's a bit too much of a play. I completely understand that.
So that was, I remember, yeah, that it's good that that's happened.
Yes.
I mean, not good, but I mean, they did a good job.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, you're not coming out as pro gentrification. You can
here.
See someone did a good job at something bad.
I mean, to be
that's
fair,
a
to
the, bold statement.
Like, well, you can see someone
you
was
apply that to a lot of
you
things.
Can see someone was successful at doing a bad thing.
I mean, like, that's not a good thing, though. I think that's like kind of worse.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you
like,
mean?
If you're like, I feel like if you're a bad person, I've almost preferred you to be incompetent. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. No, that's bad. That's bad for humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But you said it with like a respectful thing.
Yeah, but I mean, hey,
kudos. Is that what you're trying to say?
Game recognizes game.
Are you saying you're a bad person?
Oh my god.
What have you done?
I think Tristan's like kind of like a neutral evil here. If I had to put you on an alignment chart, I think we've learned that about you.
I'd say I'm lawful good.
I'd say I'm chaotic neutral.
Next category.
Why don't you read this one?
Okay.
I don't even care what you think anymore. You read it. I don't give a
For the category for top gentrifier awards in East Van, the category of cheap Chinese restaurant that is now a really expensive sort of Mexican restaurant goes to Bazzi Veggie Burritos.
Mm.
Whoa.
Jack, you like those ones. See, they have one in East Bend. Maybe that can coax you out there. You know, it's not scary.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
I hear they played a Sufjan Stevens song once.
Ooh.
Like during dinner service.
Do you like that? Jack, do you like that?
Yeah, that's like bait for you.
You can even get like a little soda pop.
I think I heard it. My ears sort of thrummed a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can get a soda pop?
You can get a soda pop there.
There's soda pop in East Van?
Yeah.
We got that last month. It was a big deal for us.
Wow. Which ones have you got?
We got the brown one. We got
RC Cola.
You got RC Cola. Wow.
Yeah. We have RC Cola. Actually, my bloodstream is 90% RC Cola.
Must have been a big month.
Yeah.
It was like Atlanta.
Big month. A lot has happened in the past month. Let me tell you, Jack. Let me tell you.
What'd you say? It's like Atlanta?
Yeah. Isn't that where the big cola manufacturer is?
Big cola man is there.
Oh,
the biggest
he's
cola
so
man.
He's so huge.
He's giant. Absolute unit, that cola man.
Cola man.
Absolute unit. That's him.
Is that your impression of...
he is British. He doesn't have to impersonate a British person.
Okay.
Yeah. Legally, I am a British person.
So these might like make it less scary for you to go to East Van now, Jack.
I would say in a few years, I'll probably be able to get to Grand Ball.
Given how East Van I am, man... I hate it, bro. Zach didn't even say that. I'm much more East Van.
I hate all change, actually. Like, if anything changes even a little bit, I'm really against that.
That's a little too extreme for an East Van type.
That's why I'm a conservative.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, a conservative that doesn't like any change?
Like I conserve everything. Like, I have various goods and preserves in my home that I conserve.
Oh, like you just have like salted meats,
like
pickled vegetables.
Like my first family pet after it died, I've just embalmed it. I still just keep it around. I don't like change, man.
Mm.
Shout out to Luce.
To who?
To Luce is the name of the cat.
Like Lucy, but...
Toulouse, like the city in France.
Oh, Toulouse. I think you're saying shout out to Luce.
Shout out to Luce as well, wherever she at. But... But yeah.
She's the sports editor. You know where she is.
playing
in
sports.
Vancouver or somewhere, maybe.
Running, presumably.
Away from our problems.
Heyo, which is us, which is the UBC office, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is that all we have for top gentrifier?
That's all we
awards?
Have. Let's play the
congratulations.
Outro.
Congratulations.
Good
don't
job,
we,
everyone.
Yeah, thank you. That
good,
was really,
good job. Good job.
Why don't we put the sound to the it? Aren't we playing it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let okay, sorry.
Play out the boy.
This is like the opposite of when they do... No, don't do this. That was, I believe, a little tasty bass rift.
Mm.
Yeah, a rift.
Yeah.
As in, causes... I don't like you anymore, guitar. Runs away for his bass.
A rift in differences.
Yeah, that's what most rifts are.
Yeah.
Should we go to a quick little break?
Yeah,
well, I feel like that was a good segue.
I'm tired, man. That was a lot. It took a lot out of me.
I gotta say, talking for an hour is a lot.
That's
in another half hour, it's a lot more.
Yeah,
we'll make it.
I'm feeling energetic.
I'm gonna get in my pajamas and break.
Getting,
all right,
like
this
is
next song
is
by
Sleeping Cap and
Preoccupations.
He's holding a teddy bear by one arm.
And we'll be back in a minute. Actually, 3:48 seconds.
Skeet, skeet, Scooby-Doo.
cool and I'm way too high. One last grasp for normalcy, but I guess that's just not me.
Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say someone buys a.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, Towards Responsible Government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
Hey guys.
Hi. Hello, hello.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party. We've been talking, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, we are.
On CITR Territories of Musqueam People at UBC. We've been talking about East Van.
Woo!
Zach is from there, and I am more so from there. I'm basically the number one East Van.
And I'm appealing
boy,
that statement.
BOI.
I'm about to fact check this boy. I beat him in an East Van competition hosted by the wonderful Jack.
Who's never been passed. East of Burrard.
I've never been east of Burrard.
He finds it too scary over there.
I don't want to be east of Burrard.
I think Jack is, in his own way, kind of like a sort of vampire, except instead of not being able to cross like rivers, he just can't cross East Burrard.
Well, see, what I think about it is, you know the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah. Oh, like
I'm aware of them.
1969. amazing politics on the singer.
Yeah.
1979.
When they say...
No, I got my first real six string.
Okay. Oh, sure. Right. Oh, of course. Right. Yeah. Those Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they say the world is a vampire, I take that to mean the world is full of vampires.
Well, it doesn't
and
say
I've,
that.
And I've scouted out the streets west of Burrard.
It sounds like you
and
can't.
And there's no vampires.
Sounds like you can't really hear that well, Jack.
Because it says. What?
The world itself is a vampire. It's not full of vampires. The world is a
wait,
vampire.
So I can't go anywhere?
Ooh, yeah, man.
I think we're not. I think. Let's walk it back a bit. Yeah, no, yeah, there's lots of vampires. This guy's not going to be able to function.
Dude, find Elon Musk, get yourself to Mars. It'll be fine. It'll be good.
Get your ass to Mars. Guys, hey, call in if you know that reference. No, don't do that. Don't call in.
604-822-2487.
I don't want to talk to you. Please.
I don't want some guy to be like, this Total Recall.
Anything but talking to
That's
you, please.
You
God.
On most days, Tristan.
I know a lot about movies, so sue me.
I'm so afraid of human interaction.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
Like I don't know. If someone were to like phone right now and I didn't know them, I didn't know why they were calling, they just wanted to talk, like I would probably scream. I couldn't handle that. Like the only reason I'm able to function is because I have basic expectations of like where I'm going, what
and
I'm
you
going
know they
into.
Can't talk back right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like right now, man, like I'm on the air. Like I'm vulnerable, you know? Everything I say could be used against me in the court of law. I hope it will be one day.
You hope it will be.
Man.
What I don't know what crime you would commit what crimes you would commit and be on trial for that this would be Exhibit A in the defenses.
Probably regicide.
Do people still get? Do people still get regicide?
We still have a queen. To clarify, I have no intention of killing Queen Elizabeth II. May she. May
He's
she
winking.
Long be her reign. But
he's
yeah,
like he's like doing like a throat, like thumb over the throat motion. It's kind of scary.
I'm constructing
I've never
guillotine.
Seen this amount of darkness in his eyes.
I'm constructing a guillotine in the studio as we speak. I'm getting ready. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready.
I've just Googled the latest regicide. Guess what year it was in?
I would say,
2015.
I don't know. 1822.
2001.
What?
Who was it?
It was Birendra of Nepal. He was the king of Nepal from 1972 until 2001.
Why'd he get regicided?
The eldest son of King Mahendra. He reigned until his death in the 2001 Nepalese Royal Massacre.
Oh my. This happened.
Oh my God.
How come I've never heard of this?
The massacre. The stability of Nepal was threatened even more when Birendra and his family, including Queen Aishwarya, were massacred at a royal dinner on 1st of June 2001. Almost
oh my
all
God.
Of the royal family members were killed in the massacre except Gyanendra Shah, Birendra's younger brother. Dipendra was proclaimed king but died a few days later of self-inflicted gunshot wounds sustained in the massacre. Thus,
self-inflicted in the massacre?
Wait, wait, wait. So during the massacre, he was massacring himself.
He must have been like,
wow.
Jack.
We should be laughing about this. Like there are real human consequences to this, I have no doubt. Like people definitely died.
Oh, this. Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what? I didn't know it was that much of like a Shakespeare play.
I know. They got Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. Like, this is, man. I mean, like, Jack, you were scared of, like, East Vancouver a second ago where, like, you know.
I'm not going west either.
Yeah, Nepal.
Honestly,
west of here. I'm going to keep hitting this mic.
I feel like the studio is a fairly safe place. I feel like you could just live in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have one last segment before the end of our show?
We do. We have a fan mail. Fan mail.
Fan
which
mail.
We get all the time these days.
Is
here.
It a literal fan?
I turn the sound on.
If you listen to the lead singer guy, he said bread fan. Fan. Fan mail. Get it? Get it? Mm-hmm. Tristan's clever. All
bread
right.
Fan, the song.
I love bread.
I'm a bread fan.
I don't know what that song's about. I just know
it's about a baker's son because he loves bread so much. He was like, Dad, why don't you become a baker?
I remember
my
dad would play this song and then I'd be like, what, bread fan? He's like, no, it's something else. But it's definitely about bread.
Whenever right? I asked my dad for affection, he just threw bread at me.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear what my dad used to play?
It better not be the Walmart boy. get
it's Jack Johnson. That's my parents. Your parents would play Metallica. Mine would play Jack Johnson.
This is really cute. These
I don't. I hate. Jack
I don't
Johnson.
Mind a few Jack Johnson songs.
You get out of my house.
I think you guys are really cute as a couple.
Thank you.
Okay, fan mail. So we have we have a piece of fan mail sent to our email, radiopizzaparty@gmail.com. Send us fan mail.
Mm. All right. Hey, Pizza Papas! I really love the show.
Wait, don't read it normal, please.
Hey, Pizza Papas. No. All
right. Let the me try other it. Normal.
Do it in your voice.
Hey, Pizza.
Your radio voice.
Hey, Pizza Papas.
No, like
the other radio voice.
Yeah.
Hey, Pizza Papas. Read it
in your best Jack Lamming impersonation.
Hey, Pizza Papas. I really love the show. It has pushed me down in light times of my life. My identity is mostly cheeser, although can't really tell the missus about how much I'd sunk it. Your multi-tiered marketing business
sunk into the multi-tiered marketing.
How
business?
Much? I can't really tell the missus about how much I'd sunk it your multi-tiered marketing business. I'm sending this email to ask you, and maybe your guest if you have one for once,
lol,
a few questions. First question, what do you feel is the scariest thing that has happened in your life? And what is your stance on vampires? Sincerely, Karen.
Can I lead in with a scariest thing I ever have in my life?
Yeah.
That's traditionally how that would work.
Yeah, okay. When someone asks a question, traditionally you answer it.
I mean, you could choose not to. You know, I do not recall.
Plead the fifth.
Man, I would say I feel like being born is a pretty freaky time, you know? Like, I feel like you can't remember it because, honest to God, like, you've never seen sunlight before. Like it's a freaky sitch. You just kind of pop up. You're in a hospital. You don't know what a hospital is yet. You don't have
If I was born now, I'd be totally cool with it.
I mean, like, you wouldn't have had a fully formed skull or anything. You're just kind of like kicking and screaming. It's a freaky time, man. The other time might be this one time I took a car share ride in France with a guy who ended up being kind of like a
the driver or the other person.
The driver ended up being who picked us up ended up being kind of like a bit of a skinhead slash like. White supremacist character.
Ooh.
And that was one of the scarier crab rides of my life because I was just like, oh man, I just
How
need
did
to...
he bring that up? He's like, hey guys, by the way, I hate
He was
these
yeah,
people.
Quite literally he was like, yeah, I work as a club bouncer and sometimes I like to just beat up minorities because that's how I operate. And I was like and I was
my
like
man, and that's
it was,
horrible.
Yeah, and it was like because like here it's just like such a weird situation because one, this guy could easily kill me. I'm in his car. I like no one knows where I am. I'm on like, the highway.
If he's a bouncer, presumably he's pretty big.
Yeah, he was jacked. He was like a martial artist and stuff. Yeah. So I just had to kind of be like, oh, well, you know, I don't really agree with that. Like in like kind of like polite terms. Because like I don't want to agree with a literal like.
But no, I
crazy...
hey, good for saying something. Because I feel like if I was like scared, I'd be like, ha 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 ha. And then text my friend like, oh my God.
Like, yeah, I'm about to die. Yeah. And the worst part was when we arrived, actually, the way you pay in this like car company is that you have to text a code to like, you know, certify that you've arrived and that the trip went well. And then that's how he gets his payment. I didn't have the code on me right away. So I couldn't text him right then and there. And he was like, but the way this company works as well is that your address gets sent to the person because when you're dropping them off. And so he was like, hey, I have your address. You don't send me the money by the end of the night. I'm going to come back next time I'm in town. I'm going to find you.
Whoa.
Like that was how we left off. So I paid the man his 10 euros for the car ride. I reported him on the website as being this is not a nice character. You shouldn't be allowing him to car share with people. And that was the end of that.
Mm, that's intimidating.
Yeah. So vampires?
What's your stance? Pro, con?
I feel like there's different varieties of vampires, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I feel like vampire could be
like a daywalker, blade.
Those ones. I feel like those ones are pretty cool because when you think about it, they're basically just goths. And I'm cool with some goths, you know what I mean? I can get down with some goths. Goth girls are cute, you know. I'll go with that. I feel like the vampires I take issue with are the real old school guys, you know, with just like the
Dracula.
Weird,
Nosferatu?
Nosferatu, like weird jawline, like creepy hypnosis things going on. Like those guys spook me a real one. Mm. But you know, maybe vampires are just really misunderstood, you know? Maybe they're up all night. Most people aren't up all night. They just need someone to talk to and hang out with.
Yeah.
Jack? Should I start at the beginning? What the scariest thing that's happened in my life is? All right. Scariest thing that's happened in my life. Once I was on the bus, and I thought I got on the 25.
Mm.
Goes down on the King Ed, and I forgot to hit the stop for Burrard. So I was like, "This is where I get off," and it almost went past, And then I screamed so loud.
Oh, right.
I screamed so loud
could you feel the bus driver crossing the border, like just transitioning?
Yeah, I could feel my wallet slowly sliding out of my pocket. Yeah, because I was hanging upside down on the bar of the bus, like, let me out!
Oh.
And so then they let me off, and that was the scariest thing.
And then vampire stance?
Vampire stance? Well, why do you think I was screaming to get let off the bus?
Yeah, that's true.
Full of vampires?
Yeah.
Or the vampires, like, at the stop waiting for you?
The vampires were at the stop. I could see it. It's the stop after Burrard. They knew I was going to get off there if I didn't get off at Burrard.
Well, what do you call, like, a group of vampires? Like, I know that a group of crows is a murder. I know a group of jaguars is called an ambush.
They're probably called a suck.
Tristan, that's not nice.
What?
A chomp.
Because they suck blood.
A chomp of vampire?
You can't just say that all vampires suck. You haven't met them.
That's their name. Suck.
You know what? I'm going to take a stance here. Vampires suck.
Hey, that's not your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
No.
I don't remember
It was
movie.
Like a Twilight parody movie called Vampires Suck, I think.
Is it like Confessions of a Jesus-Loving Jerk?
No, it's like...
Was this like that 3 month period in like 2009 where like people thought parody movies were really funny?
Yeah.
Those aren't funny anymore.
My scariest moment was once I got some guy was like, "Hey, I'm more East Van than you," and for a moment I was like scared, and then I beat him up, and then I wasn't scared anymore.
Right, and then you woke up from your dream, and then you know.
I don't get this fifth degree. Is that what the word is? Fourth degree. What's the amount of degrees that is considered aggressive?
8.
What's with this 8th degree?
I'm just dismantling you bit by bit here, Tristan.
Are you a computer now doing bits?
You know, I got your psyche figured out. I know when you're biking from work. I know how thick your thigh muscles are. I know everything about you. I need to know, take you down.
Okay. I think we got to squash this because...
I think I found a way.
Okay.
We go one by one, name all the streets in East Van.
Alrighty. Why not?
Zach, right. You start.
Nanaimo.
Calling.
Wait. Oh. One second.
Can I go first?
One second. I just need to play a song underneath this.
God.
Just here. Let me just play this.
Skip to boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop,
Zach, hit it.
Yep. Alright, Nanaimo.
Collingwood.
Hastings. That's a West Side Street.
Sorry?
It's a West Side Street.
Joyce Collingwood Station.
Okay.
King Edward, but East King Edward.
McGill.
West King Edward.
Trinity.
Maine.
Cordova.
Powell.
Commercial Drive.
Point Grey Boulevard.
That's a West Side Street, man.
Wreck Beach Path.
Fraser.
Niles.
Prince George.
Prince Rupert.
Quebec.
Montreal.
it's not a street. Sophia.
Coppola.
Francis.
McDormand.
Turner.
Overdrive.
Slocan.
Valley.
Renfrew.
Renfrew?
Renfrew is a street.
Holt.
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm being gamed. I swear to God, man. He's throwing me off balance, man. He's throwing me off balance. He's inside my mind. East 18th.
That doesn't count.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
You can't do numbered streets.
King George.
King Alex.
Joyce.
James.
Avenue. James Street, actually a thing.
Vogel Street, shout out to James.
Templeton Street.
Geronimo.
Kingsway.
Queensway.
There's no Queensway.
But there's a Kingway, there's got to be Queensway.
Harvard.
Equality.
Yale.
That's not a...
Prove it.
No.
Prove it.
Boundary Road, the very, very end, man. The very end.
Schmoundry Road.
Adenak,
I want to cut out the theme song so we don't get sued. Keep going.
Adenak?
Adenak. It's a real street.
My sister used to live on Adenak.
Shout out to your sister.
Ratatat.
Bro, back off.
Zach isn't her type.
Oh. It's true.
Ouch. Ouch. I feel profiled here right now, honestly.
You shouldn't. All right. So, Jack, who's the winner?
I was just reading up on the Nepalese Royal Massacre, so tie. It's crazy.
It's a tie? So
the massacre was, yeah.
I guess
the massacre was done by a tie?
No. Yes.
Oh, no.
I think we need to shake hands now, Tristan. I think we went through a lot right there.
Here. One second.
Yeah.
No, let me. I'll actually shake hands.
Okay, here we go. We're doing it. Ooh. Oh, he didn't. Tristan backed. Okay,
I did the hair thing.
Tristan did the hair thing. I'm the bigger man. I went in for the handshake. I was ready to squash the beef.
Hey, yeah. But hey, look, but did you see what's on your shirt? Zach, do you see what's on your shirt?
I'm going to lick your
hand. I'm pointing to a shirt.
All right. I'm going to cut your mics. All right. This has been a great show. We are going to finish it off.
Yes, we are.
We're running low on time here. We're R&L on T.
Time is on the of the essence, man.
Yeah, and we're just about out of that essence. So the way we have always and will always name our episodes, even though it's really confusing and hard to find, is we each go around and say a word.
Wide.
I'll start us off this week. It's going to go me, Zach, Tristan. I'm going to start with East.
Scoop.
De-whoop.
Nice. All right. This is East Scoop de Whoop.
Beautiful.
We keep talking, Tristan. I'm going to cue up some songs.
Okay. I think we determined that I was more East fan.
I think we determined Tristan's a liar and also overweight.
Well, why would you say that?
Also overweight.
Okay. Well, now you're getting... it's the winner weight, Zach. Zach.
Hey, Tristan.
Yeah.
I love you.
Listen or don't listen. Zach, I love you. Oh, I just
did a little.
I don't know.
Just a cheeky.
All right, guys, I'm gonna end this up there while we aren't clicking at each other. So
I'm more East fan though.
Nope.
No, you're not.
Jack, you don't even know what East fans like. You're too afraid of vampires.
I know you aren't East fan though. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited. Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
Night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
What is disability insurance? 1 out of 10 Canadians wouldn't know how to answer this question. What's more troubling is that 3 out of 4 Canadians say that being unable to work for 3 months due to a disability would severely impact their personal finances. But getting covered is easier than you think. It generally only costs between 1% and 3% of your income, and insurance benefits can maintain your income as though you were still at work full-time. If you are a working person, then stay safe and get covered. Statistics courtesy of RBC Insurance.
LGBTQ